Now for our story. It was about 10:30 at night. Light glowed from the windows of Lefty Larkin's little house on Aunt Mary Lane's farm. Within, in the warmth of Lefty's little sitting room, Peggy Douglas sat in a big leather armchair, looking earnestly, almost hopefully, into Lefty's face.
You see, Lefty, Nicholas Dorn has asked me to marry him. And I've told him that I will. Do you think I was right, Lefty?
Lefty didn't answer at once. The room was still while Peggy sat quietly waiting for her answer. Lefty looked up at the picture of Peggy he'd found the other day in thumbtacked on the wall. A pretty little girl of 10, with an enormous hair ribbon topping her curls, smiling shyly into the camera. And now Lefty thought, this little girl, the little daughter he'd found at Aunt Mary's farm, had grown into a young woman, faced the problems of an adult life.
I've always hoped that someday Peggy would ask me that question. And I was so sure I'd be able to give her the help she would need, as a father should. Sometimes I wonder if I've done right, not to tell Peggy I'm a real father. Perhaps if I had, she would have felt closer to me. I was afraid it might upset her, disillusion her. And now I have to give her an answer. Ever since Nicholas Doran first came here, I've hoped this would happen. That he and Peggy might become closer than just friends. He's such an honest, straightforward young man. So fond of Peggy, so good to her. But Aunt Mary's always been sure it wouldn't be wise. That Peggy shouldn't make a decision. Not yet, anyway. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe Aunt Mary is right. And Peggy would be unhappy with Nicholas.
Lefty?
Oh, yes, Peggy. I've been...
You seem so far away.
I'm sorry, honey. I was thinking.
I gathered that. I didn't mean to startle you. Was it such a surprise what I told you?
No, not after the discussions we've had.
From the way you've always talked, I thought you'd be glad. You always seem to be so fond of Nicholas.
I am. But, well, you see, Peggy, marriage is... Gosh, it's so hard to talk about these things.
Never mind, Lefty. I know what you're going to say. Same thing Aunt Mary always says. Marriage is an awfully big step.
Yeah, that's about it. And darn it, it's true, too. Marriage is just about the biggest step anyone ever takes. It can make the whole difference in a person's life.
I know that, Lefty. And I haven't gone into this thing lightly. You don't know how carefully I've tried to weigh things.
Sure, I know you have.
Lefty, aren't you going to tell me how you feel about it?
Would it make a lot of difference to you whether I said yes or no?
Of course it would.
You intend to talk this over with Aunt Mary first, don't you?
Yes. I'll talk to Aunt Mary. But I think I know already how she feels about it. She disapproved. She told me so a long time ago, before things were so definite between Nicholas and me. It's too bad Aunt Mary feels that way. Because, you see, I'm so certain.
Are you, Peggy? Absolutely certain?
Yes, I am.
Well, honey girl, it wouldn't be right for me to deny that I've always hoped things would turn out this way. That I've been rooting for Nicholas all along.
You always seem to be. That's why I thought you'd be so glad when I told you what I decided.
Yes, I guess I haven't been backward about letting you and Nicholas, too, know how I felt. But just the same, you mustn't regard anything I say as a go signal, as a sign that you should just rush into something.
No, I suppose not. But still, it makes me feel better to know you think it's a good idea.
Even so, you've got to talk to Aunt Mary. Tell her all about it before you do anything at all. You see that, don't you?
Oh, yes. I know I've got to talk to Aunt Mary. I wonder if she's asleep yet. Maybe I'll go in now and tell her.
Huh, now, that's a swell idea. Why don't you do that?
All right. Lefty, I guess I'll say goodnight. Thanks for listening.
You know how glad it makes me for you to come to me. Tell me about your plans.
Yes, Lefty. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Your happiness is the most important thing in the world to me, Peggy. That's why I don't want to take the chance of giving you any bad advice.
You never have yet.
Nothing's ever been as important before, either.
Well, good night, Lefty. See you in the morning.
Good night, Peggy, dear.
Peggy walked back through the shadowy garden, let herself quietly into the house. There was no light in her aunt's room, so she knocked gently on the door, not to awaken Aunt Mary in case she'd already dropped off to sleep. But Aunt Mary was wide awake. She answered, told Peggy to come in. Peggy went into her aunt's room, sat down on the edge of the bed.
Well, this is a nice surprise. Did you have a good time tonight, Peggy?
Mm-hmm. Nothing special. We drove around for a while and then stopped in for a milkshake. Then when I came home, I saw a light out at Lefty's and I went down there and talked to him for a while.
I thought I heard you come in more than an hour ago. You've been out there quite a while. Did you have a nice talk?
Mm-hmm. Very. How do you feel, Aunt Mary? I thought maybe you'd be asleep by now.
Oh, I feel fine, dear. I've just been lying here, daydreaming. Or maybe I should say, nice dreaming.
What about Aunt Mary? Or is it a secret?
No. No, not at all. I was thinking about Randolph when he was a young man.
He was an awfully handsome boy, wasn't he? Lefty dug up some old snapshots. I looked.
Randolph was very attractive. It wasn't just that he was good-looking. And thoughtful. Quite a while. Did you have a nice talk?
How do you feel? An awfully handsome boy, wasn't he?
I was thinking of the night he proposed to me. Randolph wasn't much of a talker, you know. But that night he was actually eloquent. For him.
Do you remember what he said, Aunt Mary?
I've never forgotten a single word of it. He said, I love you, Mary Lane. I always will love you. I want to marry you and be with you until the day I die. And I want you to know you'll always have all the devotion, loyalty, and tenderness any man is capable of giving to a woman.
That's beautiful, Aunt Mary.
Those words were the most precious gift he ever gave me. Nothing can ever take them away. That's what I want for you someday, Peggy dear. That sort of love.
Aunt Mary.
What is it, Peggy? I have an idea you have something on your mind. Something you want to tell me.
I have.
You mustn't ever hesitate to talk to me about anything at all that troubles you. You know that.
Yes, Aunt Mary, I know. But after what you've just told me, it seems rather, well, not very romantic.
Romantic? What do you mean, Peggy dear?
Do you remember that day we talked on the way into town? The day you went to the dentist?
Yes, Peggy. I remember.
Do you remember what I told you about Nicholas? The reason he wanted to stay here in Wakefield? About his plans?
Yes, Peggy.
And you said you wished I'd wait. Not make a definite decision right away.
It seemed much wiser to me.
Well, Aunt Mary, I have waited. That was quite a while ago, you know. I've had lots of time to think about it. I've thought about it over and over, and, well, I finally made up my mind.
You did, Peggy. And what did you decide?
Aunt Mary, I've told Nicholas I would marry him very soon.
Aunt Mary didn't answer right away, and Peggy waited anxiously. Peggy, why are you so anxious to get confirmation of your plan to marry Nicholas Dorn from Lefty Larkin? Why are you somewhat reluctant to tell Aunt Mary of your agreement with the young man? Can it be, Peggy, that you have doubts of your own, doubts you're trying to suppress? Perhaps you haven't completely forgotten about Bill Meade, even though you want to.